This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Even as the NSA story takes a turn toward Hong Kong, the last known location of Edward Snowden, the former contractor who has confessed to the leaks, there is more to tell about how the government is handling the enormous pile of data it now has its hands on. The Wall Street Journal reports today that the NSA has relied on technology developed in the private sector to do that. Open source software, apparently, called Hadoop, that runs circles around what the government had in-house. Marketplace's David Gura gets us going.
The people who developed Hadoop call it software for scalable distributed computing. Carnegie Mellon computer scientist Garth Gibson translates that into plain English. He says it's used
to process a huge amount of data in a relatively short period of time using a lot of computing resources.
Hadoop takes the data and breaks that into smaller pieces so thousands of computers can split up the workload. It's part of Yahoo's search engine, it's behind Facebook's social network, and the government can use it for surveillance to find patterns. Amy Apon chairs the Division of Computer Science at Clemson. She says to think of Hadoop like a gas station.
They have rows and rows of gas pumps, and lots of cars can pull in and get gas at the same time.
More computers, more efficient. The government relies on Hadoop and systems like it because they work well, they've been improved over time, and they're not that expensive. Carl Howe is a tech analyst with the Yankee Group.
The government wants to use the most cost-effective technology it can to accomplish its goals. I mean, it's no different than any other business.
But the government is not leading the way here. Ken Berman teaches computer science at Cornell. He says the companies that have developed distributed computing programs like Hadoop have an edge. They've used open source to collaborate. They've outspent the government on innovation. And
all that investment has created a very powerful technology base.
One the government just can't match. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.